News from Rotherhithe by Kirsty Purnell of Southwark News. Residents' anger over high-rise plan for school playground. Local residents have accused the council of failing to consult with them over plans to build a six-storey housing development on the site where the Albion Primary School playground used to be. Consultation about putting flats on the site began in July 2015, but some residents of adjacent Clack Street, Renforth Street and Pump House say that they were in the dark about the plans until as late as December 2016. Residents believe that the council has consulted with governors and parents rather than people living in the immediate area. The opposing residents reiterated that they understood the need for extra housing but were against providing it on the school site, for fear it will rob children of play space. The council argues that the idea to build housing on the Albion Primary site as part of their 11,000 new homes pledge has never been a secret and was included in the initial plans for site redevelopment. They state that they had good uptake of the six consultation events they ran between July 2015 and February 2017. However, residents state that most people in Clack Street, Renforth Street and the Pump House didn't receive an invite to any consultation until September 2016 at the earliest. Albion Street Primary School is currently undergoing a major rebuild, which will give it a two-form building and enable it to take an extra 420 pupils. One of the major bones of contention is the fact that the new build, if granted planning permission, will go on the site of the old school playground. The new building's playground will be on the roof. Residents argue that this space should have been retained by the school as a play area rather than being earmarked for flats. The kids won't be able to do proper exercise up on that roof. There's no space. We've got a massive obesity issue already, said Pump House resident Nikki Turner. The playground is like their garden. The council, however, have assured residents that the space provided by the school's new play area was carefully assessed by the Department of Education before being agreed to. Height is another major concern, with fears the new block will dwarf everything else in the area. It doesn't fit with the surroundings, said Clack Street resident Nikki Armour. It's going to feel far too big and built up, said another resident from Clack Street. Councillor Mark Williams, Cabinet Member for Regeneration and New Homes, said that the council had spent significant time consulting with the exciting new project. We've worked closely with the school to make sure that not only are pupils not losing out, but the new space will be better for them. We know a handful of residents are concerned about the scale of the building, and any issues they raise through the planning application process will be considered by our planners.